If there really is a pandemic, then why don't we hear the constant wail of ambulance sirens throughout the day and night? Number two, if there really is a pandemic, then why are all the undertakers saying that business is either normal or less than usual? Number three, if there really is a pandemic, then why don't we see endless queues of people at cemeteries and crematoriums burying their loved ones? Number four, if there really is a pandemic, then why are all the statistics saying that the death rate was within normal parameters last year? Number five, if there really is a pandemic, then why have all the normal influenza deaths almost disappeared? Number six, if the first lockdown worked, then why are we doing it again? Number seven, if the lockdowns didn't work, then why are we doing the same thing again? Expecting a different outcome from the same procedure is a clear sign of insanity. Number eight, why is the government listening to their own very small panel of experts and refusing to listen to the vast majority of doctors, nurses and health experts? Number nine, why do we see scenes of pandemonium in hospitals on TV when in reality they're all empty?
Where's all the sick people? Where's all the COVID patients? Where's all the COVID patients? Where are they?
Number 10. If there really is a pandemic, then why are there thousands of nurses out of work? Number 11. If the pandemic started in 2019, then how did all the governments around the world order and deliver COVID-19 PCR test kits the year before in 2018? Number 12. If used and discarded masks could be highly contagious, then why do we see thousands of them littering the streets and countryside? Number 13. If there really is a worldwide pandemic, then why do the rules and regulations differ greatly from city to city and country to country? Number 14. If COVID doesn't affect children, then why are the schools shut?